6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
I think I'd be less inclined to believe that the current time is 8:55 p.m. I'd be more inclined to believe that the actual time is 19:30 UTC, the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Once again, it's that time of day when we begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm listening to my teapot. It just stopped. Of course, it just stopped making crazy sounds. Wait, here we go. And it stopped. Anyway, well, you might be wondering, why is your teapot making strange noises, Tobe? Well, because I'm drinking tea. Let's pour some. And what kind of tea are we drinking today? Well, it's funny you should ask. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, yeah. Oh, there goes the teapot again. Yeah. So, that's pretty fun. Anyway, yeah, tea. Oh, drinking it. Okay. I'm ready to rock. What am I drinking? I'm drinking actually a strange blend of things. Oh, last night. This all started last night. Late last night. It was, I don't even remember what time it was. It was past midnight. And your little Tobster had finished a pot of tea and it was time to make some new tea. And I went upstairs to make some tea and I was going to make some more gingin mei. But the gingin mei that I was working on was on, I think, its fourth infusion. So this would have been like the fifth infusion. And this particular gingin mei starts to get a little bit weak around that time. And I thought, oh, I don't want to throw these leaves out. I don't want to start a new batch of gingin mei because it's late at night. And this particular gingin mei I have has a little bit more caffeine in it than a lot of the other teas I drink. Which isn't to say there's much of it at all, but it's enough that if I start a brand new pot at midnight, I'm going to be up kind of late. So I was thinking, how can I bolster this weak leaf? I don't want to add more gingin mei, again, because of the new fresh caffeine hit, which I don't feel like taking. And so what I did was I got out a little bit of the cheap dahong pao, and I mixed fresh dahong pao with the old gingin mei leaves last night, and it was good. And that's what I'm on again this morning, and it is yummy. It's got this it's got a flavor profile where it's sort of dahong pao-y at the beginning, and then it's sort of, how do I describe it? I guess it would say it has that gingin mei after effect, that gingin mei creaminess, that smooth texture. Oh, it's ridiculously good. But none of this is important because I've got something I got to show you. Good tea slash tell you. Because I was building stuff last night. Oh. And not only was I building stuff, I started having ideas for lots of other interesting things. And I don't even want to go into talking about it because this is just a lot of complex nonsense. But basically, this had to do with modifying some stuff that I had. I thought, you know, if I just take this thing and then put this thing on, or if I just take one of these and do one of those, then I can have a blank. And I said, okay, this is great and all, but calm down, Tobe. Calm down. Let's get some projects finished. Let's get some stuff done. And then we can focus on building some other cool things. But regardless, that was all electronic stuff. Yesterday, I was building electromechanical things. Electroacoustically mechanical. Electroacoustically conunxence of benunxence. And what did I build? Oh, well, I built a thing. What am I doing here? Oh, I got one more thing to plug in. Okay. We're good. What did I build yesterday? Well, what I did was I basically built myself another Danbao. And I made it a little bit bigger. The string itself is, 20% longer. And it's a thicker gauge string. And instead of using a bamboo stick, I used a piece of piano wire for various reasons. And I did actually attach a piezo and a jack to it, so it is electric. Pow. And we could tune it. And we can bend notes.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, isn't that special? But the most interesting part of this is near the end where the magic stick is a motor that is hooked up to a gearbox that turns a crank that has this connecting wire thingy to it. I don't know what you call this. And you can loop this around the little whammy bar stick. And then what you do is you hook up a battery, which I'm going to have to move now. And I will hook up the battery. I have to put all this crap down here. Okay, here we go. Hooking up the battery. Give me a battery. So, yeah. The motor turns around, makes a great noise. And now when you pluck the string of the thing, since the motor is pulling on the stick / whammy bar, the string is constantly changing tension, and it goes up and down in pitch. Let's put some effects on it. Oops. Clipped a little bit there. Don't clip. Oh, and now the thing fell out. I was afraid of this happening at some point. There's no way to connect this stuff. So I can't do this while it's moving. There we go. All right. try to get this reconnected. This is extremely difficult to do with one hand. Because I gotta hold the microphone. Oh, God damn it. Okay, we're back to normal. It just fell apart again. Okay, let's kill the power. What's the problem here? It wasn't doing this last night. I was afraid that it eventually would, but yeah, basically what I need to do is I need to put a bead in there or something, make that. Anyway, I'm losing my enthusiasm. Oh, another crappy day in my crappy life. Starting off crappily. All right, let's change the subject. Let's get some enthusiasm, because everything I do is just sheer genius, and it's so great. And everything is quality, and everything is wonderful. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with the world that we live in. So, what was I even going to do today? Yeah, so I made this thing. Yeah, it's stupid. And I don't care. And etc. This stupid linkage between the motor and the whammy bar. I knew this was going to be the difficult part because, you know, this seems like conceptually it's easy. Okay, just hook this up to that. Yeah, no problem. You could use a string. You could use a connecting rod. You could use all these things. But yeah, how do you actually connect it to the crank on the wheel? How do you actually connect it to the whammy bar? And I thought of lots of interesting ideas, and I thought, which would be great if I had access to the parts. Or if I had a machine shop where I could machine the parts, yeah, no problem. Could have it done in a day. I basically had this whole thing done in 45 minutes, except for that linkage, which took about 3 or 4 hours in total over the span of the day, over about a total of 12 hours thinking about it and stuff. So while I was working on all this and doing all this shenanigans, and I realized what this is going to end up sounding like, the other thing that I thought of was, well, I should take another motor and I should mount this on here to pluck the strings, and this way it's going to be kind of automatic, you know. So then I got, you know, this thing going. Let's put it on 6-volt battery and see what difference that makes, if any. Right, so you know, you get the thing going like this. And then I was thinking, what if you had something playing it automatically? Either, at first I was thinking the plucking motion. What if I had a motor that had a pick and it just sat there and plucked? You know, and if it sounded like that, that might be okay. But, oh, there he goes. The damn thing just broke again. Why did this work absolutely fine yesterday for however long I tested it, and now this doesn't want to continue? So then I was thinking, all right, well, what if I had a motor and instead of plucking, it just had a cam on it that released a lever? Every once in a while. And so the hammer would hit the string and just bounce like that. See, that would be weird. Oh, you know why? I think maybe I need to, if I release the tension on the string, yeah, we might, that's what's going on here. I got too much tension.
on the string and it wants to pull that linkage apart. Let's get some bass. Give me some bass note. Well, it's pulling out again. What's the problem here? Why was this working good yesterday and not now? Okay, you know, whatever, that's cool. I don't know. Do I want to turn this off now?
Maybe. It's about to
disconnect itself again anyway. What's going on with this right now? What is up with this now? Let me see this thing. Well, the wire is bent, but like I said, I need to figure out a better way to link this up. I mean, it works, but etc. It's gonna fail. But anyway, so now I've got this, you know, totally electric danbao. Still not very good because it's not long enough. Doesn't have enough gain. If you're going to make a danbao, in reality, do not use a piezo. You have to absolutely use an electromagnetic pickup. You need a big, fat coil of wire under here. All right, so now I have this thing. What do we do with it? I don't know. Do I want to hook it up to anything? Do I want to try to be cool with it? I don't think I do. Not right now. Suddenly I'm in sort of a bad mood. I've been in a bad mood for the last 24 hours, but that's neither here nor there. I am waiting on patch cables. I thought of a bunch of other stuff to do with patch cables last night. And once my patch cables show up, then we can take this thing and we can start, you know, doing some really crazy crap with it. Because then we can start doing stuff and blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. Speaking of blah, blah, blah. There's your bounce. That's fake. Yeah, sounds like I'm dropping a hammer on there or something, aren't I? Nope, that's just a delay effect. But it's a cool one. Brum, let's do this. I got one. That was awesome. Do it again, Tobe. Oh, I've enjoyed the concept of digital delay ever since I was a child. Oh, it's so fun to have. What's this do when we do the string thing? That has some kind of potential. But anyway, here I sit. I'm thinking about all these patch cables that I've got coming and all the things I can do with them. And I thought of something last night. We can bust out the pocket operator, hook it up to my homemade ring modulator. And I went blank there for a second trying to think of what diodes I used in my ring modulator. And I think I used 1N914s because that's pretty much the only diode I ever have laying around. But yeah, last night I spent some time looking up oscillators. I was thinking maybe I could just make a couple of cheap oscillators, make them simple and easy, then I can slap them all together in one box, and then I can CV them, or at least CV one of them, or at least use one of them to CV the others. And I thought, I also need a CV out box that isn't an oscillator, just a straight CV out sort of trigger box. That's no problem. You know, that's just a box with a battery and a knob and, you know, like a switch. Basically, a keyboard. Basically, it's a keyboard with one key. Then I started thinking, well, then I need to make a envelope generator. No, I don't need to make an envelope generator. Then I remembered, well, I already have an envelope generator. I have a guitar pedal envelope generator, but my guitar pedal envelope generator hasn't been working, and blah, 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 and I don't know how to fix it, and maybe I should take it apart, or maybe I should give it to somebody to fix it, or maybe I should just build my own damn ADSR. And then I had the idea, oh, take the pocket operator and run it through the ring modulator, hook it up to something else. I don't know. So then I started thinking about, well, I don't want to modify some of the oscillators I already have because they're very specific use for other things. And I thought maybe I could build a couple. And then I went down in my basement to look for parts. And yeah, sure enough, I've got two 556s. I've got a couple of LM386s. I had a couple of other things. Oh, I've got some of those classic old Radio Shack, what were they, 3909 chips, the LED flashers, oscillators. I got at least one of those, if not two. And of course, I've got a bag of 2222s. I found some other transistors, and I thought, I need to make an oscillator. What do I not have? I don't have a sine wave oscillator. I can't remember how to make a sine wave oscillator. I don't think I ever knew how to make a sine wave oscillator. But I know I've got a diagram in a book somewhere, so I guess I could look that up. Make something like that. Blah, blah, blah. And then add a CV to it. And then as I was digging through, I'm so happy with myself. I'm very happy with myself. This is shortly before I went to bed last night. I was digging through a bag of parts. The funny thing is a couple days ago, I needed a 9-volt battery snap. And I couldn't find any. And I thought, well, I know I've got a whole package of them because I just saw them like a month ago. And I kept looking in these bags and I couldn't find them. Well, it turns out I was looking in the wrong bag. And I found the right bag last night, got out a battery snap, and then I found a whole bunch more awesome stuff in the bag. What did I find? I found 3.5 millimeter audio jacks, four of them, four plugs to match. And then I found something really bizarre. There's, you know, other stuff in there. Flashing LED, and I think another 555 or 586 or a 741 op amp or, you know, lots of real standard crap. And, of course, not nearly enough capacitors as I would ever need. But I found another bag of stuff. And the bag says ambient light detectors or something like that. And I thought, oh, yeah, I remember seeing these. The only reason I have this stuff is because whenever I could get any spare change together, I would run to Radio Shack. This is during the Radio Shack closing time, right? And bought as much stuff as I could, which wasn't nearly enough, but oh well. And in this, during one of those trips, I found these weird things, ambient light detectors. And I bought them, wondering, oh, I wonder if these are their old CDS cells that they used to sell that I used to use for everything. You know, one of my favorite components ever is the photoresistor. And Radio Shack used to sell photoresistors as CDS cells because, you know, they're cadmium sulfide, right? So you will hear me say CDS cell and photoresistor interchangeably. And in Great Britain, what do they call them? They call them something light-dependent resistors or something? I can't remember, but regardless, I wanted, you know, to buy as many CDS cells as possible because I use them so much for weird things, but they no longer had them. They had these weird new things in this bag. So I've got this bag of what sort of looks like strange package LEDs. They don't look like traditional photoresistors at all. I don't know how they work. I don't know what they do. I don't know if they're photoresistors or what the hell they are, but I'm going to have to figure it out. And I thought to myself, yeah, if I can make these work as the same as any regular other photoresistor, I can make octocouplers out of these. So I've got a lot of parts. And I could use those 556s to build some interesting stuff, because everybody who's listening to this right now knows how much I love the 556. It's one of the greatest things ever. So maybe I'll build some oscillators. Maybe I'll build some voltage-controlled oscillators. That's what I want to do. But, you know, and I think I even got some, I've got the frequency pot that I could use. I know I've got at least one or two. Yeah, you know, maybe I'll do that today. I've even found some perf board, and I found some other stuff. Last night I was getting happy. I was thinking, wow, I've got some parts that I could make into a project, but what do I want to do with that project? I don't know, and blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. So, right. I need to get creative. I'm going to turn this microphone off for a minute. Oops, got distracted and I'm running out of time. You've been listening to The Dubious Tub Makes Noises for No Reason Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Stay tuned, because coming up next is MJT's Sound Show. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Crazy about my baby's poacher.